It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm BJ Austin. Colleen Walker has resigned as CEO of the Perot Museum of Nature and Science in Dallas. She's held the position almost 2 years. John Jaggers, museum chairman, sent a letter to board members that said Walker and the board's executive committee had developed different views over the Perot's strategic direction. Walker will stay on at the Perot through the end of June to help with the transition. Embattled Dallas Police Chief David Brown has gotten a high-profile endorsement from Robert Jeffress, senior pastor at First Baptist in Dallas. As KERA's Eric Austin reports, the backing comes as the violent crime rate in Dallas is soaring and police unions are calling for the chief to resign.
In the video posted online this week, Pastor Robert Jeffress is standing with Chief David Brown as they promote Back the Blue Sunday. The April 17th event at First Baptist Dallas is designed to honor law enforcement. There will be a free breakfast for police officers and their families, and Jeffress says the church will present an award to Chief Brown.
Thanks, Chief. We can't wait to show you how much we appreciate you for what you do in protecting our city.
The declaration of support comes as Brown is working to address a jump in crime fueled in part by domestic violence and drug incidents. So far this year, violent crime is up more than 20% compared to this time last year. Aggravated assaults are up 35%, and the murder rate has soared. It's up about 80%. Some police department associations are calling for Brown to resign. Others say the department is broken and morale is low. Chief Brown acknowledges that morale is fragile, and he says thanking officers is just one way to recognize their work.
I'm so excited about this special opportunity that First Baptist Dallas is offering to each of us and our families. Not only will the church be showing their support with a special breakfast reception, gifts, and more, but they are going to provide an ongoing network of support like never before.
Officers may not be happy with Brown, but he has the support of Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings. And earlier this week, City Manager A.C. Gonzalez said he has faith in the top cop to tackle the jump in crime and make improvements within the police department. Brown says he's committed to doing whatever it takes to make Dallas as safe as possible. That could involve state troopers. Governor Greg Abbott has offered help from the Texas Department of Public Safety. On Wednesday, city and state law enforcement met to discuss what role the state could play in helping Dallas stop the spike in crime. Eric Austin, KERA News.
Renowned primate expert Jane Goodall is in town tonight to speak at the UT Arlington Mavericks Speaker Series. This afternoon on Think, she told Chris Boyd what she's learned over 5 decades spent studying chimpanzees.
I think, you know, when I look into a chimpanzee's eyes, and you can, you know, the thing that always comes into my mind is, I just wish that I could look out with his eyes, see the world as he sees it, and I never can. We're so alike. We share emotions. We communicate in many of the same ways, like kissing, embracing, holding hands. But yet there's this difference because they can't actually talk to us.
Can you talk a little bit about your emotion when you realized, and you've written about this, that they weren't necessarily always benign? They could be violent with one another, even cannibalistic. It sounds like it was almost a mourning process to deal with that after you realized that it was true.
It was a shock. The first time, I didn't actually see the first time it happened, but when males are, we find they're very territorial, and in groups of 3 or more, the males of a community will patrol the territory. And if they spy an individual from the neighboring social group, then that's when they will try and incite the others to follow them. Usually the females drop back if they're in the group. And the attacks are vicious and brutal, and the victim will die. The attacks are so violent. And it was a real shock, because I thought they were like us, but nicer.
Jane Goodall's speech tonight at UTA is sold out, but you can hear the rebroadcast of today's Think interview tonight at 9, or listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. Dallas officials have taken a big step toward preserving something unusual in the city, and it's not an old building they want to preserve. It's an ancient natural spring. The City Plan Commission recently voted to give Big Spring historic protection, and the Dallas City Council is expected to sign off on the designation soon. Supporters say Big Spring is thousands of years old and worth the effort. Ben Sandifer has been organizing to protect Big Spring, and he talked with KERA's Justin Martin.
First off, to those who don't know, this spring might look like, you know, any other you'd see outdoors. So where is it, and what is the big deal about Big Spring?
Big Spring is in southeast Dallas in a part of town called Pleasant Grove in what has been coined the Great Trinity Forest by an early Texas conservationist named Ned Fritz. It's an ancient piece of land, even by Texas standards, and predates the city of Dallas. Based on archaeology at the site, which dates back at least 2,500 years with Native American occupations, we know that it's at least that old and probably most likely quite older than that.
Why should the city preserve this spring?
Big Spring is one of the few natural springs left in Dallas County. Dallas was founded primarily on places that had natural springs, native pieces of land that had spring water on it that allowed for people to have a reliable water source all year round. Texas is real fickle with rainfall and rain rates, and spring water has always been central to that. We have a lot of streets that are named after springs in Dallas, but the springs no longer exist. Keller Springs, Cedar Springs, towns around Dallas like Balch Springs. All those springs have now dried up and are now non-existent. So we have a couple left, but the most important and most substantial that has so much history wrapped around it is Big Spring.
What does the area look like around Big Spring?
It's a big prairie area with lots of native trees, bur oaks, pecans, mast-bearing tree species that provide a variety of flora and fauna. We have three different species of arrowhead root that grow there. The water that comes out of the ground, we have passed a hat around and paid for our own carbon water dating, and the carbon dating dates the water back anywhere from 600 to 800 years old. It's a cool, cold water that stays about a constant temperature of about 63, 65 degrees year-round. So on the coldest of days, it can be snowing and the water's in the 60s. You can go out there on a day when the temperature's over 100 and it feels cold to the touch. That enables a lot of animals and plant species to grow year-round in the spring. So you can go down there when it's snowing and you'll have insect hatches that would never happen in probably any other body of water inside the city of Dallas.
A full city council vote is pending on Big Spring, but if that passes, what'll happen next?
The landmark status ensures that the city of Dallas itself will never build upon, develop, or give permission to build any kind of structure, any kind of zoning change that would imperil the spring. And the archaeologists have suggested that it be eligible for the National Register of Historic Places through the Department of the Interior. And the state of Texas also asked for inclusion as a state antiquities landmark, which further protects it.
Some people would argue that Dallas has a checkered past with protecting landmarks and other historic areas. I'm wondering, do you think these protections will be enough if they go through?
Constant vigilance is the phrase that I hear time and time again with efforts to protect special places. We've seen that places like White Rock Lake, places along the Trinity, and even buildings in Dallas that are special historical landmarks often are imperiled by development. And it will take not just the community, but the city as a whole to protect special places.
Ben Sandifer, thanks for joining me.
Sure. Thank you, sir.
In the weather for North Texas, cooler tomorrow, high of only 62, and some gusty north winds, maybe as much as 30 miles an hour. Saturday and Sunday, looking good, lots of sunshine and warmer. 74 now in Dallas, 73 in Fort Worth. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.